我们下午的聚会有很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹因为另外有圣工，所以没办法参加。
In the afternoon, we have many young brothers and sisters. They have other different classes, so they cannot attend.
所以我们希望还是要能够录音后面没有录音，能够录下来让他们能够借来听。
I hope that they can take the tape down so they can listen to this sermon.
上午我们谈到神所喜悦的婚姻是在主里头有共同信仰的婚姻。
In the morning, we talk about what the blessing marriage is.From the Lord is that they have married in the Lord.
好，我们也讲到说，要怎么样才能做到这样子的一个原则。
And then we know what's the way to follow.
就是在我们的心中一定要摆脱想要嫁娶外邦、嫁娶未信主的这些想法。
So that's we have to set our mind to not to marry the outsider.
如果我们在这一点呢，也就是在婚姻的开始就能够有这样的坚持。
If we insist this way,
我们的婚姻呢就成功了一半。
Then there will be the successful marriage in the beginning.
那下午我们再来继续谈谈说，如果有人问一对男女已经在恋爱了。
And in the afternoon we talk about if.Young people, they are already in love.
后来有其中有一方我们传福音给他，他来信主。
And later on, one party they believe in Christ when we preach to them.
那已经信了主的这个弟兄或者姐妹，他应当要怎么办
？So what should this person do?
他最好就是在还没有结婚之前，带领他心爱的另一半。来归主。
It is better that she bring or he bring the other party to come to the Lord.
如果对方确定是神为你所预备的配偶
，If this is the one that God's guiding,
你的努力和带祷
，and your prayer and then your effort,
一定会成功
，will be successful.
在这边应当要提醒的一点。
And we have to remind us.
我们知道还没有信主之前，也许我们跟一般时下的年轻男女的观念一样。
Maybe before we believe in Christ, we have the same idea as the youth in the society.
也许你过的是同居这个有夫妻之实，但是没有夫妻之名的生活。
Maybe they live together already, although they didn't marry.
但是当你决定要受洗之前呢，你就要想清楚了。
But when you decided to be baptized, you have to think it over.
如果我洗礼之后
，If I baptized,
我就不可以再跟他有这种肉体上的夫妻生活。
We should stop this relationship freshly.
这，如果你继续跟他有这样的关系，你就是必须要嫁给他。
If you still go on this, this kind of life that you have married, you have to marry.
但我们就要考虑到说，他要不要来信耶稣。
But we have to think about the other party. Is he going to believe?
如果你没有把握的话
，If you are not certain,
你就不需要跟他维持以前那种亲密的关系。
You should not have those relationship together no more.
这个是我们很多后来才来信主的这些年轻人会遇到的一个问题。
This is to those who believe after, before they have this kind of relationship and later on they believe.
在台湾小弟有接触这个大专生，就是大学生。
In Taiwan, I've been encounter with the college student.
有一些还没有信主的这些大学生，他们在这个 男女之间的关系上比较随便。
And those college students, they have very casual relationship with each other when they are in college.
就跟我们刚刚讲的这个情形一样。
Just like what we mentioned before.
哦，他已经跟另外一个男同学、哦、男朋友同居在一起了。
They actually live together. 哦，
那在要洗礼之前。
So before they baptized.
哦，我们也是会告诉他这样的啊、哦、这个重要性。
We tell them this important message. 啊、
哦，因为。啊，如果你在洗礼之后还维持跟你男朋友这种同居夫妻的关系的话
，If you want to go on this kind of life to live together，
将来你是不能够再介绍、啊、给组内的弟兄姐妹的。
You are no more can be introduced to marry in the Lord。
你要想清楚。
You have to think it over。
所以有一些啊，就因此他不敢那么早洗礼的。
So there's some of the visitors, they dare not to baptize at that time.
那也有一些啊，啊，坚持洗礼，然后跟他的男朋友、女朋友结束关系。
And some they insist to be baptized and stop their relationship between the other party.
这是啊，在恋爱中的青年男女，哦，一方来信主之后所会遇到的事情。
This is what those people, those young people, they are in love, and one party.When they started to receive God as their savior.
一个人在未信主之前，他的婚姻是凭自己拣选的。
Before we believe in God, our marriage is chosen by our own.
但是信了耶稣之后，婚姻应当要让耶稣做主。
But after we believe in God, the marriage should be decided by God.
我们想想看，主耶稣既然肯为我们来舍命
，Since Jesus wants to sacrifice himself for us.
他怎么会不关心我们的婚姻呢
？How come he is not care about our marriage?
有些啊姐妹会问说啊，在教会里头哈、哦，弟兄的比例比未婚的弟兄的比例比啊未婚的姐妹还低呀、啊，也就是姐妹多于弟兄，那怎么办呢
？And some of the sisters they think about in the church mostly brother is.Not as much as the sisters.
总不能叫一个弟兄娶两个姐妹吧
？We should not the one person have two wives.
那、我曾经听过一个姐妹啊，她讲出她的这个信心。
And I heard one of the sister talk about.
她说、啊、当时啊，这个亚当哈、哦、啊，他只有一个人，也没有对象。
He said Adam.In the beginning, is he himself?
神尚且在没有对象当中，还可以为他定制一个配偶给他，我啊，为什么担心呢
？And she said, she is alone. He is alone, and then God even provide a wife for him. So why I should worry?、
啊、所以不需要为这个事情担心了。
So I shouldn't worry.
如果主啊，如果是主为你所预备的对象。
If God prepared certain persons for you,
无论你遭遇怎么样的波折，最后也会成功。
No matter how it happens, finally you'll get together.
反过来说，如果不是主耶稣为你预备的
，On the other way, if this is not prepared by the Lord,
你再怎么样的强求，也不会有圆满的结果。
No matter how you want it, and then they couldn't have any result.
所以啊，你必须在婚姻的事上。要能够尊主为大，相信神的安排。
So in our marriage, we should believe that God will arrange.
再来，对于已经结婚的夫妻来说
，And to those who are married already,
如果啊有人啊我们传福音给你，一方来信主了
，If we preach to you and one of your spouse come to believe in God,
那要怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
啊，圣经是不是啊主张他们要分开？
Are they going to separate?
我们来看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第七章。
First Corinthians chapter 7.
第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10.
哥林多前书七章十节。
Chapter 7 verse 10.
至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫。十一节
Verse 11，
若是离开的，不可再嫁。或啊，若或是啊，仍同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。啊，这里跟我们讲说啊，信了主哈，啊，就是已婚的夫妻，其中一方信了主之后，圣经不主张你们分开的。
So, after you marry, and then one of the party believe in Christ, they should not depart it.
我们上午也提过，除非是对方犯了奸淫罪，才可以提出离婚。
Unless the other spouse they commit adultery, then they can be departed.
但是这里我们要注意的是可以，而不是说一定要。
It is okay to depart, but not necessary.
我们来看十三节。
Verse 13.
更多前书七章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 13.
我们从十二节开始看啊，十二节哈。
Verse 12.
我对其余的人说，不是主啊，不是主说啊，倘若某弟兄有不幸的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃妻子。十三节。
Verse 13.
妻子有不幸的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃丈夫。哈，这里。啊，跟我们讲说啊，虽然啊对方没有信主，但是他啊愿意跟你生活在一起，你就没有权利说因着信仰的啊不同就要跟对方离婚了。
So although your spouse is not a believer, and then he's willing to live with you, you have no right to divorce him or her.
这是啊，要我们啊啊还有。传福音给他的机会啊
！Because there is a chance we should preach to them.
哦，不是说啊，我太太没有信主，或我先生没有信主，我就跟他离婚。
It is not the way we supposed to do. We shouldn't divorce.
除非啊，对方因着奸淫犯了奸淫罪，坚持要跟你离婚呢、啊。
Only your spouse commit adultery and he insists.
我们继续看十五节。Sorry， 十五节，倘若那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姐妹，遇着这样的事情都不必拘束。哈，神召我们原是要我们和睦。哦，这里呀、啊，啊，更跟我们讲说，除非是对方啊因着奸淫罪。坚持要啊跟我们离婚啊，这样我们就不用做难。
But if the unbeliever departs, let him depart.
我们继续看十六节。
And the 16.
你这做妻子的怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢？你这做丈夫的怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢？十七节。
17.
只要照主所分给个人的和神所召个人的而行。啊，这里更跟我们讲说，我们啊反而要更加积极的将福音啊传给我们未信的另外一半。
And actually, we should do our best to preach to our spouse.
而不是诉诸于离婚哦。
And it's not to divorce.
年轻的基督徒应该为自己的婚姻的问题在神面前认真的祷告。
So the young Christian should pray very earnestly for their marriage in front of the Lord.
应当要求神啊为他们来安排合宜的对象。
So they can ask God to prepare the spouse for them.
要教啊啊这个求神来教导我们呢、啊。啊，选择当选择的对象和应当进行选择啊对象的这个时候。
May God guide us who is the one to be our future spouse and then what is the right time.
一般来说啊，太早谈恋爱或者是太早结婚的婚姻多半不是很美满幸福的。
Actually, it started too early the age. It's it will end up no good marriage.
因为啊，太年轻了，缺乏人生的经验。
Because it's too young to experience life.
对于选择对象啊，根本也没有这个判断的能力。
And also, they cannot judge who is the right person for them.
甚至啊，什么是真心的，什么是假意啊，都不会区分。
They cannot discern what is the true love.
对爱情跟婚姻的真谛啊。也缺乏认识。
And they don't know the meaning of marriage.
在这种情况之下啊，采用自由恋爱的方式来选择配偶。
In this case, they choose their own spouse.
啊，实在是很危险的。
It's very dangerous.
啊，何况说太年轻结婚的人，必然在学业上啊，还没有什么样的成就。
And if they are too young, they didn't finish their study yet.
啊。在谋生的能力上也有限。
And they couldn't find a way to live.
对于家庭经济的负荷啊，必定是很沉重。
And there'll be burden for their daily life.
对于家庭幸福，必然有啊若干程度的影响。
So in this way, they won't have a good marriage.
他啊，大多数啊，太早恋爱的人必然啊提早结婚。
If they started too early to talk about love, then they will marriage early.
所以我们也不要太早啊，就急于想要谈恋爱、选择对象。
So we shouldn't start it too early.
在一般适婚的这个男女的年龄上啊。
If they are in the right time to marry.
目前大概男生呢、啊。啊，是28岁哈，26到28。
For male is 28。
啊，女孩子啊，啊是24到26。
And for the female is 24 to 26。
哦，当然啊，有些人会随着哦、因着这个啊、他的工作、他的学历啊，哦、他的这个、求学的、有所延误啊。
Maybe some people they will start later because of their study.
这个年龄只是做参考。
And this is for reference, their age.
最重要的就是啊，在这个在感情生活、在经济生活上，哦、都能够独立自主。
Only if they are understanding and their financial situation is mature.They can start to think of marriage.
那有一些年轻的基督徒啊，觉得说为自己的婚姻祷告啊，觉得很丢脸。
Some of the young people they think it's a shame to pray for their own marriage.
这是不对的。
Actually, it is wrong.
啊，一件这么重大的事情啊。
Such a very important thing in your life.
主耶稣岂不会啊，岂会不理我们吗？
And the Jesus will take care of us.
但是在祷告为这件事情祷告的同时，我们必须要相信神。
But when we pray for this matter, we have to believe in God.
刚刚我们讲过，神在为亚当预备配偶的过程当中。
We talk about how God prepared Eve for Adam.
啊，亚当啊，把所有的动物叫来啊，取名字。
And Adam called all the names of the animals.
所有的动物都是有公有母。
And all the animals they have male and female.
啊，亚当他找不到自己的配偶。
But Adam have no spouse.
他不可能去找一匹马，找一匹牛啊。
He couldn't find from the animal.
他找不到自己的配偶。
He cannot find his spouse.
结果神为他创造了一个配偶。
But God created a spouse for him.
在一个完全没有配偶的世界里头，神啊，尚且为他造了一个配偶。
In such a world that no spouse, and God created a spouse for him.
何况在今天呢
？How about today?
啊，所以我们应当在这个世上啊，对神要有信赖的心。
We should have faith toward God.
啊，虽然我们所处的环境中，目前好像没有合适的对象。
Although in nowadays this situation seems very difficult to find one.
但是我们如果在这个事情上恒心专心的祷告神，
if we pray very earnestly for this matter,
神啊一定会为我们安排。
God will surely open a way.
那再来，我们来谈实际上的啊这个择偶的这个问题。
And we talk about the practical matter.
中国这个旧家庭为自己的儿女找婚姻的时候，
In the old society of Chinese, they choose the spouse for their children.
讲求门当户对，族门对族门，木门对木门。
They talk about family situation should be the same.
啊，这是一种封建制度的阶级思想。
And actually, this is very old-fashioned way.
我们要撇开哈这种阶级的观念。
Actually, we shouldn't have those kinds of level of your family.
我们不从这个啊富贵贫贱的这种啊阶级方面来看。这个事情
we shouldn't start from the point of view of richness or poorness.
但是门当户对啊也有它的道理啊。
But sometimes they have their reason also.
哦，因为家庭背景比较相近的哈，彼此所接受的教育程度、生活习惯，还有对事情的观点也比较接近。
If their background is very close. Their family background is close, and then their education is close, and their way of thinking is close.
啊，他如果啊，这个家庭情况背景相差的太远，
if they are too much different of their background,
那彼此的生活习惯也不会一样，
and their habit will be very different.
啊，很容易在待人处事的意见方面呢，啊，不能够相合。
There will be coming very different point of view and frustration.
也会影响到夫妻的和睦。
And they'll break the harmonious way of their life.
啊，何况婚姻的结果不只是两个夫妻个人的事情。
And also, marriage is not only for those two people.
多多少少还会关联到啊这个双方的亲族啊。
And they also relate a little bit relate to their relatives.
所以如果家庭背景相差太多啊，
if there'll be great deal of difference,
人的软弱啊，啊那种看不起对方的家族啊，这种心情就跑出来了。
Then maybe one party will despise the other party's family.
然后在啊这个交际当中啊人际关系里面就会影响到夫妻之间的关系。
When they get together, there will be frustration.
啊你们那些亲戚都好没水准哦。
And they will score at the other party's relatives is not educated.
日久就影响到夫妻的关系。
And they will be influenced. For their life.
虽然呢，我们是在这个美国啊，这种情形啊，可能不会很严重。
Although this is in United States, maybe this kind of relation will be not that severe.
但毕竟我们都还是中国人哈，啊，有些这种人际关系多多少少也是要考虑。
But some of the Chinese family they do influence to each other.
有一些基督徒啊啊对于一个不能够登大雅之堂的女婿或者是媳妇啊心中还是不太高兴的。
Some of the Christians, they think their daughter-in-law or son-in-law is not that good and they feel uncomfortable.
日后啊这个家人相处的关系啊也会有疙瘩在。
So they have some of the obstacle in their daily life.
这个是很实际的问题。
This is a very practical thing.
啊，也许有人认为说我们基督徒不应该要这样子。
Maybe we think that we are Christian, we shouldn't be in this kind of idea.
在小弟曾经面对的一个 case 就是如此的 case。
I've been seeing one couple、嗯。
女方是名门之后哈，她的爷爷是国大代表，台湾的国大代表。
And the wife, his family background is very famous.
如果他是在大陆头的他们的家乡他是蒙古的公主
And if in the ancient time she will be the prince.
他们是贵族。
And she is the noble.
那这个男方
family.
是台湾南部乡下种田的哈、哦、的这个佃农的小孩。
But the husband's family come from the farmer's family in the south of Taiwan.
那在组里面一次青年的活动当中他们彼此认识。
And in one occasion, they met each other.
然后彼此交往，觉得对方很适合自己。
And they think they are very suitable for each other.
这两个年轻人除了背景相差大，但是在他们因为两个都是大学生，沟通上都不是有问题的。
And they both college students, so they can communicate very well. Only their background is.Too much difference.
当他们各自向自己的家人带着对方认识自己的家人的时候问题就出来了。
When they try to introduce each other's families, then they had come up the problem.
女方这边就嫌男方这个乡下人。
And then the girl's family think the boy's family is come from the countryside.
没有文化水平。
They are not educated at well.
那男方嫌女方这个是外省人。
And then the boy's family think they are come out different province.
差一点这对婚姻这个没办法这个结合。
They are very difficult to get together in the beginning.
还好经过传道人以道理上的勉励他们这个答应双方家长答应这门亲事。
Finally, because the pastors in the middle try to help for both family, finally they get together.
我还记得那个拍婚纱的时候，在那个结婚典礼之后。拍团体照的时候，那个真的是壁垒分明。
I remember when they taking pictures for the marriage, and I can see the difference for both families.
一边是穿着旗袍这个就是贵夫人那种。
One side it is very noble family and they dress very well.
那一边是也不服输他什么样的金牌通通挂上去
The other side is their clothing is funny because they put whatever they can put it on.
台湾人说怂又有力那总是在神的爱当中也是结合的
But in the laws, and then they marry.
但是这两个这个亲家跟亲家之间就很少来往，因为。背景相差太多。
But these two families' relatives, they are seldom to get together.
这个是我曾经遇到的一个状况。
This is one case I face.
那我们再来谈一谈，在交往当中的这些年轻男女应该要注意什么
？I talk about when the young people they try to make friends.
俗语说爱情的热度火车走柏油路
这怎么办
任何年轻男女在热恋当中要 严格的遵守神啊，这个设立婚姻的这个神圣。
So, any young people they want to know each other, they should follow the Bible.
就是啊，必须绝对的在还没有合法结婚之前呢、啊，不可以发生任何超过友谊的肉体关系哈。
So actually, they shouldn't have fornication in their life.
今天有很多啊错误的这个道德观念下，很多啊年轻男女啊啊对这个贞操的观念都没有了。
Nowadays, all those people they are they don't think this way.
好、哦、啊。早上小弟上网路的时候啊这个看到有一篇报道在台湾的报道啊说有公务员啊去不良的场所、哦、这个色情的场所啊说是被同事激得、啊、被人家激得、哦、
So in the morning I see the news from Taiwan that some of the officers they go to those dirty place because they'reColleague tried to stir him up.
年轻人呢、啊，最怕就是怕人家说他啊，这个思想啊，这个老旧啊。
And young people always don't like people think they are old-fashioned.
啊，说他落伍啊。
Like they are not.
所以年轻人、啊、都希望人家说他思想开通，他头脑很新呢、啊。
They want.People think they are follow the habit of this world today.
所以很多人就成为这种新头脑下的牺牲者。
So actually, they sacrifice themselves.
我们想想看
this kind of idea.
啊，难道在男女关系上很随便，不尊重婚姻的神圣，叫做开通，叫做新头脑吗
？We think if we don't If we don't
如果啊啊、有那这个难道青年男女哦，在啊这个关系上随便不尊重神所设立的婚姻呢？这样叫新头脑叫开通吗
？If we want to not to follow the words of God and try to follow the worldly.People, we think we are open-minded.
不管是任何新的观念哦，如果超越了圣经的标准，破坏神婚姻的神圣，都不是我们应当啊认同的。
No matter how new the idea is, as long as they are break the truth and they are not follow the guiding of Bible, then it should not be happen because it's not the way God wants us to be.
特别是女孩子方面
Especially for the girl.
任何一对啊交往的青年发生了超友谊的关系之后结果啊必然是女孩子比较吃亏
Any young people they are, their relationship is over the friendship then the girl will be the one that get hurt most
许多悲剧的发生呢、啊，啊，都不过开始于双方感情上不能够自我控制的结果。
Many sad story because in the beginning they cannot control themselves.
为什么那么多的青年男女啊，他们在交往到了后来会走到不能自我控制的地步
？Why in the during their get together they cannot control themselves?
那跟许多错误的。思想开通有绝大的关系。
That's because they open their mind.
那你双方在交往，一定要应当啊，要保守，以礼相待。
We should actually keep our mind in the Bible and then and treat others as a friend.
哦，这个肌肤之亲呐、啊，啊，应当要保持在一定的范围之内。
Should not touch each other.
啊，这不是说。传道你的头脑旧
It's not because I'm old-fashioned
啊，这是很科学的。
Actually, this is more scientific.
因为神造人呐、啊，啊，有那种哦，就是有冲动在。
And God gave us desire.
哦，那过度的这个男女肌肤接触啊，就会产生啊生理上的变化。
If we are getting too close to each other, then you will lose your mind.
啊，到最后啊，啊就会没办法自己控制自己。
You cannot control yourself finally. 啊，
结果啊，啊这就啊破坏了神设立婚姻的神圣。
So you break the law that God set up the marriage.
哦，对女孩子来讲，更应当要严格的持守。
To girls, we should insist this even more.
在还没有结婚之前呢、啊，啊，绝对不可以允许男孩子啊对你有想要进一步的这种意图啊。
Before the marriage, we shouldn't let any boy try to get too close to us.
不然你的结果啊是相当啊这个悲惨的。
Or else we were facing a very dangerous ending.
小弟在啊、台湾的时候，在高中班的学生联恩会。
In Taiwan, in the high school spiritual convocation.
他们经常喜欢问一个问题哈。
They like to question something.
什么叫做犯奸淫
？What is adulterous?
然后面刮胡写 P.S.
And then they quote P.S.
一雷打，二雷打，三雷打。First place, first place.
Oh, first place, second priority or third priority.
什么是一雷打，二雷打，三雷打
？What is the procedure?
一雷打就是，哦，啊，牵手。
Like the first thing is, first step is you hold hands.
二雷打就是接吻。
The second thing is you're kissing.
那三雷打啊，就是 啊这个拥抱爱抚啊。
And the third is hold bodies.
他们就是要问说，到什么程度我可以做啊？什么程度之后就算犯奸淫，我们不要做。
Now this is what their question. What is the thing that we can do, or what is the thing we cannot do?
那我们就不要做到那个地步就好了。
Then we will stop there.
我还记得当时小弟怎么回答哈。
I remember how I answered them.
我说、啊、你们也都打过棒球哈，也不然也看过了哈。
You played baseball or you watched the baseball.
有没有人呐、啊、上了一垒之后啊不想倒到二垒上去啊？倒垒到二垒哈。
Is there any people they start the first step and they don't want to get to the second step?
到了二垒啊，啊，都想要倒到三垒。
And they go to the second base, they don't want to go to the third base.
到了三垒都想跑回本垒得到一分呢、啊。
And then after the third base, they want to get the、huh?
home run.
Home run.
所以啊，情欲的事情就是这样子。
This is what the lust is.
有了牵手就想要进一步。
If we want to hold hands, then we will have the second step.
人都是一步一步的陷进去的。
This is step by step, we are trapped.
好，我们想想看啊，这个年轻男女肌肤之亲呢、啊、
？We think about the young people, they holding each other.
好，牵手一定要人靠近啊。
If you want to hold your hand, you'll be close already.
啊 ，kiss 也不可能说距离三公尺来 kiss。
And then when you kiss, it's even further.
好，当你啊啊两这个异性在一起身体啊这个接触的时候，就很难啊这个坚持自己的原则。
If you're holding your bodies with each other, then very difficult to keep clean yourself.
这是神啊当时啊在造人的时候给人生理上的那种自然的反应。
This is the natural reaction for human being.
所以我们今天呢，也不需要假冒为善啊、哦，认为说哦，我不会，哦，我是柳下惠，没有人能这样。
And we don't think that we will not have those kind of desire.、
哦、反而是应该要、哦、在 啊，这个事要发生事情之前呢，要及时的防止。
And actually, we should prevent it before the things happen.
那有人啊，这个在台湾很多啊年轻男女会发生关系啊。
In the Taiwan, there's many young people. They will have people have the relationship.
啊，都是对方问说你爱不爱我。
That's when the other party asks, "Do you love me?"
啊，你如果你爱我，就应该要顺从我。
And if you love me, you should listen to me.
哦，那女孩子都想说，反正将来我还是要嫁给他，啊，那什么时候都没有关系嘛。
And the girls mostly they think, if after all, I will marry him, so it doesn't matter.
这个也不对。
This is not right.
那就算你们将来真的结婚。
If truly you believe in the future, you marry in the future.
你彼此之间的信任，跟你啊等到结婚之后才发生性的行为，那是不一样的。
And you won't trust each other.
很多啊，这个夫妻呀、啊、相互不信任的原因。
Many couple they don't trust each other.
两方面。
They have two things.
金钱的方面不信任对方。
First is economy.
另外一个就是在性生活的方面不信任对方。
And the second thing is their sexual life they don't trust.
这是今日的婚姻基础不稳固的主要两个原因。
This is nowadays this they shaken the marriage most.
所以啊，在这个普遍忽略男女结婚之前的争吵的时代当中啊。
So in this society, they neglect the virginity of both sides.
你如果能够坚持到结婚的时候，证明自己还是同身哈，啊，这个会成为夫妻之间彼此信任的稳固的基础。
If you insist your virginity until the day of marriage, then you got a good foundation.
再来就谈到同居的问题。
And then we talk about living together.
啊，有人呢跟他的女朋友同居的几年之后，啊，后来他的女朋友提出说，那我们应该要结婚吧。
Sometimes after living together for a while or a few years, and then the girls talking about marriage.
那男孩子觉得说没有这个必要啊。
And then the boys don't think that way.
反正啊，结婚只不过是一张纸而已嘛。
It's just a piece of paper.
也没有什么新鲜感啊。
What's new?
啊，因为啊，该做的事情啊，都已经做过了。
Because they married already, actually.
互相吸引的感觉也没有了。
They don't attract to each other no more.
啊，没有必要结婚啊。
So why marry?
既然啊，预先就交出夫妻可以有的这个权利啊。
You give up your right in the very beginning.
何必再成为夫妻呢
？Why we should be couple？
这正是啊，我们现今很多家庭哈、啊、夫妻失去的珍贵啊，可以啊啊成为这个终身信守的一个原因呢、啊。
This is why they cannot keep their marriage long and all the way because they break the.Marriage in the beginning.
对婚姻的美满，就是家庭的美满。
So you have a good marriage, then you have a good family life.
有的美满的家庭啊，教会的基础就会稳固。
If we have a good family life, then our church will have a good Christian.
大卫他的失败是我们最大的见解。
The failure of David is.For us to learn.
他原本是合神心意的王。
He actually God chose him.
神所重用的。
God wanted to use him.
他是十分敬畏神的。
He actually worshiped God very sincerely.
但是他一生最大的污点就是他啊与这个乌利亚的妻子八十八犯了奸淫。
The most things he sinned against the Lord is he married Uriah. That's some his officer's wife.
乌利亚，乌利亚。
Uriah.
任何一个最属灵的人都可能在男女的关系上悲惨的失败。任何一个最属灵的人
any spiritual person, they might fall in this kind of lust.
所以当愿我们每一个这个基督徒啊在婚姻上能够成功。
So, hope that all the Christians can have a successful life in their marriage.
成功的家庭不但只是追求这个生理上的满足而已。
A good marriage is not just for their sexual life is good.
有更高尚的目标啊。
They have even better goal to search for.
就是借着基督化的家庭同心合意来侍奉神。
Is to have a Christian family and then to serve the Lord.
那么求神帮助我们每个基督徒。
We ask God to help all of us.
教会的稳固在于家庭。
And the church will have a good foundation because of all the good Christians' family.
家庭的幸福的根基啊，在于夫妻双方。
A good Christian family's foundation is on these two spouses.
良好的夫妻关系根基建立在良好的婚姻关系上。
And then this good spouse, the foundation is build on the good marriage.
我们无论是已婚的弟兄姐妹或者未婚的弟兄姐妹，都应当时刻的为着自己的婚姻来祷告。
So, no matter you are married or not, we should pray for the marriage life.